Here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM, and HD.
Here when you need us. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we have with us County Commissioner Robert Carroll. Welcome to the show, Commissioner.
All right. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I suspect we're going to go over two things with you today. One would be COVID-19, but first, I know that the county is trying very hard to get out information on filling out the census. Everybody's going to get contacted, but can you go over with us why it is so incredibly important, especially for Bay County and the other counties that were affected by the hurricane, to get this filled out?
Absolutely, Tom. Well, federal dollars, they all tie into based on census and populations, and based on the number of people that you have. It reflects on how much federal dollars are available for your community. I believe there's as many as 55 federal programs that are tied with Bay County that we have the availability to get funding. So therefore, we need more people we have, the more opportunities we have for that funding. So we need every single person, children, elderly, cousins, whoever's living in your household to be counted. And do your part to go online, fill it out, send it in by mail. Make the telephone call, anything that you can do to make sure you're counted. Right now, Bay County is lagging. The average is about 23-24% response. And as of about a week ago, we were only at about 12% response. So we've got to get the word out.
Yeah, it's just so critically important. Everything is getting overshadowed by the current national emergency. But this is something, these are numbers that we here in Bay County, and in whatever county you're in, these are numbers that we're going to end up living with for the next 10 years.
That's exactly right. And that's why it's so critical, because it's a 10-year punishment if you don't take the time and the effort. Right now, we're all on a lockdown and isolation. So now we really have no excuse on not getting online and filling out the paperwork. We did ours last week. So just make sure that you take the time. And if you've got a relative living with you, count them.
Yes, please. And please don't make the census takers come to your house. This is not a time where we need somebody that's going from house to house to house in the neighborhood talking to us. It's not wise to make these people do that when it's so easy to call, go online, whatever else you need to do, and get these mail and get these forms filled out and sent in.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it any better, Tom.
Okay. Now let's switch topics to another very serious topic here. What is the current situation in Bay County with COVID-19?
Well, we continue to monitor every day. There's an executive call that's done every week with the chairman of the commission. All the cities are on the call. The state giving updates. What we need to be doing. As you know, currently our beaches are closed, Panama City Beach and Bay County, just to make sure we're not, you know, inviting visitors to come, because they need to stay in their own communities. So that was a extremely tough decision to make, but it was one that we had to make. Our tourists have got to stay in their own communities for now. So we could all do our part, do your isolation, stay away. We're all getting a little stir crazy. My wife and kids haven't had anyone at the house in about 3 weeks, and so they're all ready for friends, but we all got to do our part to make sure that we stay isolated and keep these germs out of here.
Yes, and I noticed on a press release that we got this morning that Bay County Health Department has released bayhealthcovid19.com. Looking at it right now, it's a great website. It has everything you need to know about COVID-19, a lot about what the county's doing, and also it gives you links. If you think you have some of the symptoms, it'll link you to the CDC website where you can actually answer an online questionnaire. A great website.
Yes, sir. And they also have, if you want to receive text message updates, you can text the word Bay Health, that's one word, to 888. 777, and then it will send you text message updates.
Absolutely excellent. So you guys are working hard on this, monitoring it for us, and I can't encourage people enough. Stay home when you don't need to be out, and if you do go out, keep your distance. Make sure you wash your hands and wash your hands and wash your hands some more, so that you're not taking anything home you don't want to. Just be careful. try to just think of everybody you come in contact with, except your house members, as if they might be infected. And if we all did that, I think that we'd get this thing wrangled under control very quickly. Just don't let your guard down. Don't slip.
You're absolutely right, Tom. We all got to do our part. It's up to us to do our part. So just be smart. Stay home. Spend that extra time with your family. Play some extra games. Play some basketball. Do something at the house to entertain yourself. So I just encourage everyone to do their part.
And the more we isolate, the harder we do this social isolation, the faster that you people in government are going to be able to release us from our imprisonment, as you would say, at home.
Now, one thing right quick, while we're talking about social isolation, we're talking about physical separation from the general community, from other people. But that doesn't mean that you should be alone. There are all manner of technologies, you know, going all the way back to just the simple telephone line. Reach out, be involved, talk to somebody, but keep that physical distance.
If you haven't heard from a friend for a while, send them a text message, give them a call, call them up on WhatsApp and chat with them or something like that. But just make sure nobody, especially people who might not have other people living in the house with them, make sure that nobody gets too isolated, because even in a household with other people, it gets difficult to be this isolated. But it's what we have to do. It's what we have to do to combat this. So you're very right, Caleb. Check on people. Make sure they're okay.
Great point. And, you know, all the churches, Father Steve at Holy Nativity, he told us in the sermon last time that, you know, just because the doors are closed doesn't mean churches are closed. So there's not a church out there that's not doing daily devotionals, or, you know, you can reach out to your church and church members. That's another great source of having some outlet.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like I said, check on your friends, check on the elderly. Don't let the elderly go out and get their own groceries. I know that the grocery stores are trying real hard to have old folk only hour in the morning on and stuff like that. But if there's somebody who is really, you know, is old or has, you know, heart problems or diabetes or something like that, call them on the phone and see if you can't go get them some groceries when you go. It's not that much extra work, and you might actually really make a difference in somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, absolutely. And it'll give you something to do to get off that couch a little bit.
Yeah. Calling your neighbors and seeing if it's okay. I'm going to the grocery store this week. Everybody give me their orders. And even stuff like that. It would cut down the number of people at the store, cut down the crowding at the store. People would be able to stay further apart.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are really, really good. And if you have a cough, even if you know it's just an allergy, or you're sneezing because you have an allergy, try to find somebody else to go, because you're really going to, if you walk into Publix and sneeze, you're going to scare people. Mm-hmm. So let's be real careful with stuff like that, too.
Well, Commissioner, thank you for coming on. Is there anything else we need to get out while you've got the chance?
Hey, we just, please, you know, do your part, do the census, be safe, stay your distance, and we will all get through this, I assure you. And thank you guys for getting the message out and helping us get the message out.
Anything we can do, anytime we can do it, Commissioner, you just let the station know, and we'll get right on the project.
Absolutely. We thank you guys, and I hope you'll have a wonderful day.
You too. Okay. That was Bay County Commissioner Robert Carroll here on The Mix.